Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Mana Pool! Season 2, Episode 5, where we mourn the Deer Frightener in his heroic.
Episode 6,
where we mourn the Deer Frightener in his heroic sacrifice. I am your host and very sad dungeon master, CJ Boats.
Nightmario playing the Ravenous Korth.
Nine Felix playing Rowan Grayscale, Fishy Rogue.
I am Raoul playing Amon, the Tiefling Warlock.
And I guess since we've already killed off our poor tank, I'm Perurun. Now I have to tank shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm too pretty to tank shit.
So, last time the Sin of Gluttony showed up. His name was Puddin. And a pretty epic fight broke out. And it didn't end well for our tank, our meat shield. He did what the meat shield was supposed to do and died in glorious battle.
Glorious, no. Battle, yes.
Yeah, he died by getting eaten by Puddin.
Puddin ate him. That's kind of messed up.
Also, Thor joined the battle. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to eat Puddin. And it ate him, too. And Skippy, the robo-dog, also died a horrible death.
But it sacrificed itself to save the rest of the party.
Exactly. It exploded, sealing the cave off from the other side, sealing the Sin of Gluttony Puddin. Behind, he kind of Puddin was awful chatty, explaining that he was one of Emix's sins. He was one who was going to stay with Emix and showed his strength. So yeah, Kyle's character died, character death, literally got eaten by the Sidikus that then took his form. But the group escaped. They've completed enough of that to go up to level 3, you guys. Burr, 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 burr. Which means everybody but the spellcasters got stuff.
Yay!
Spellcasters got stuff.
Yeah, a little bit. So we're going to go around really quick and talk about our level 3s. Just take a couple of moments, talk about our level 3 choices. At level 3, most classes get to choose a subclass. They basically kind of choose what their character is going to be going forward. Ariel, you didn't pick anything, but go ahead and quickly re-describe your character for us.
Korth is a lizard folk cleric, and maintaining a solid cleric front and not picking a different subclass. And I rounded up a couple of new spells. And one of them is a widespread healing spell for the party, and the other one is shooting fire at things that get in our way.
Excellent. Rowan, what about you?
I became a swashbuckler. A very suave fighter.
All right.
Do your gills have a bow tie now?
I have a bow tie.
Or is it an ascot?
Ascot is so much better. I'm not gonna lie.
Good choice.
We'll give you that.
Yeah.
Amon, what did you choose?
I chose Hexblade Curse. I get it from the Hexblade. It gives me advantage on a target, as in bonus damage, any attack roll that I have that rolls a d20. If it rolls a 19 or a 20, it crits. So I've got a 2 out of 20 chance to actually crit.
And Rachel, what did Peruin take?
I have to read. the name of it because I'm special. I took on Fighting Spirit, which is just fun and makes me rather broken. And we'll leave it at that.
All right, so for those following along at home, Ariel is a straight-up Death Domain cleric.
Yay! Nothing really there.
All PHB level stuff. The Swashbuckler is out of the Sword Coast Adventures Player's Guide as the upgraded rogue subclass there. Raul took the Hexblade from the Unearthed Arcana Warlock. Unearthed Arcana is Wizards of the Coast's official playtesting grounds. And so the stuff that may seem kind of unbalanced, the stuff that's reported to them to get put into actual play, and can be changed at any time. At any time that they update these classes, the classes that we're playing will be updated as well. Rachel has picked the Samurai subclass, also from the Unearthed Arcana fighters. That it, all the Unearthed Arcana stuff is all up on the Wizards of the Coast site. So, the group is on the run, and now we are going to go ahead and part the veils of reality.
Well, guys, that was a total failure.
Stop talking and keep running.
We're already out of the cave.
Running!
Wait, we are in town.
Yes, we're already in town. Slow down.
You can keep running. If it makes you happy, you little fishy man, you can keep running. Sure.
No. Rowan, let's slow down, okay? The cave is sealed behind us.
And you guys are in the tunnel leading up to the Dripping Caverns, by the way. You guys are going back towards Spider-Man.
Okay. Let's go see what Spider-Man has to say about this little
Literally
development.
Spider-Man. All right, so you guys make your way, obviously, back to the cave. Nothing happens to you.
Thankfully. It,
because I'm not
magically.
I'm not that cruel. So... as you guys get back there, you see, I forget what I named him. let us call him
James.
Yes. Sure. Why not? There's James, very, very, very frantically working at a workbench, trying to throw some things together as you guys come back in there, and the door seals behind you guys.
So we had some complications.
There was a goo man, and he ate the deer frightener. He was made of goo.
Wait, what?
He was goo, like. Old schlorpy and nasty and schlorpy.
It looked a lot like pudding.
I think that was his name.
No, his real name was the Sin of Gluttony.
He was evil pudding.
Yes, he ate an ogre and then he ate the deer frightener.
Yeah, I got the alarm that... Skippy was going into self-destruct mode.
He ate him! Well, he didn't eat him.
He ate his face.
He ate his face.
I was not expecting a sin to be in that cavern. I am so, so sorry for your loss.
Wait, you mean that there's more than one?
You guys chased one off already.
What sin is that one?
You said which, you
probably you, the guy with the snake tattoo.
No, yeah, but what sin?
As far as I've been able to research, he's the sin of lust.
What? How does that make sense?
Remember how he was.
Wouldn't he be green?
Out of character, remember how he was acting towards the kitty cat.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was just thinking generally greed for wanting to take over the town, but yeah, that makes sense.
Trust me, I got plans for this one.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you want the second season, okay.
That's absolutely what I'm going for, and not at all more of a Full Metal Alchemist kind of thing. But I didn't realize that there was another sin so close to town. That's not good.
No, that's it's not. I mean, we literally saw a companion eaten by pudding, and then the pudding transformed into him.
Yeah, that is. That's definitely the sin of gluttony. All right, so I think we should take a few moments and let you guys relax here. Here, take some of these as little robot spiders kind of come over to you guys holding potions. Drink those. You'll feel infinitely better, I promise.
I chug it down.
I bet they're poisoned.
Wow, they're poisoned. I'm dead.
Chug it down. You feel not only better, not only as good as you did when you wake up from a rest, you actually feel more powerful. And magically an ascot appears on you.
I suddenly feel very good. I suddenly feel like I'm much more experienced stabbing things.
Yeah. Those are, if you guys are on the cusp of awakening new powers, those will help. They can't do anything to push you guys forward, but if you guys are, those are mainly made for adventurers who, mostly made for mages who are trying to learn new spells, but they seem to work on just unlocking hidden potential.
Nice, this will go well. So since the cave is blocked off.
Yeah, we are going to have to take the high road, which is not something that I wanted to do because I know there's a sin up there. That's the sin that made me lose my legs.
Which sin is that?
That is the sin of greed.
I raise my hand.
Yes.
Spider-Man James?
Yes.
I would like a crossbow if you have one.
Oh, I can do better than that. Give me a few moments and I will have a few of my assistants bring out one of my experimental toys for you. As he turns around and like pokes a couple buttons on his workbench. It'll be out in a few moments. I can help. If you guys fought the sin of gluttony, I'm guessing your armors and weapons took some hits as well, so I'll go ahead and repair those as well for you.
I look down at my leather armor. I feel fine.
Yeah, Korgath the Deer Frightener was...
He points a finger at Peruin and puts his and like ducks his head away, kind of blushing.
I feel fine.
Lady Peruin, you might want to go upstairs and talk to Morok. She might be able to at least get you something to cover up with until we can repair your or get you new armor.
Okay.
By this point, Peruin, your armor is completely dissolved.
Yeah, I'm in a bikini at this point. Yeah, we'll go with that. At I'm best,
itty bitty kitty bikini.
Did you break your nail? That's your
part. Did you eat yogurt, plate yogurt? Is it a polka dot bikini?
It's an itsy bitsy teensy weensy yellow polka dot bikini.
Kitty bikini.
Damn right it is.
I feel like it's a reference or something.
It is. It's a yogurt commercial.
And I wore it for the first time.
Today.
Yeah, you, like I said, you might want to go upstairs to, maybe Mora can he's frequently like frantically hitting a button on his workbench.
brings up the Sterling question. Never mind.
Look up Mithra in Final Fantasy XI, and then yeah, that's what a Pururun kind of looks like. It's certainly anatomically correct. We'll go with that. So yeah, the sin of greed is up in the mountains, and that is his hideout.
I will stab him.
He took my legs as a treasure. I'm sure they lasted him long, considering they were human.
You sound upset.
Did you think I was born like this? As his leg waves at you.
I don't know much about humans.
Yeah, have you seen any other two-legged creature on four mechanical legs?
One... counting you.
And suddenly a repeating crossbow falls on your head.
Ow.
Take 5 points of damage.
Yeah, you take 5 points of damage.
Jesus, that's a lot of damage!
The repeating crossbow kind of looks like a normal crossbow, except for the fact that it doesn't need to be loaded, and it pretty much shoots automatically. It's... what a modern person would consider a large machine gun. As you look at it and you click it a few times, yeah, there's mechanics inside of it that actually just kind of auto grab the next bolt to fire it forward.
Okay, Van Helsing.
Yeah, I was about to say, fucking stake shooter. How much damage does it do?
It is. Hold on. I will tell you that here in just a moment.
Did you see what Van Helsing did to those vampire brides?
Yeah, right. All right, so it is a heavy repeating crossbow. It is a two-handed weapon. It does 2d4 piercing damage and weighs 18 pounds.
Damn.
It shoots 80 feet... short without disadvantage, 220 feet with disadvantage, can carry 10 shots at a time.
Wait, minimum range?
Minimum range is still, you have to be 5 feet away.
I meant to say like before 80 feet. 80 feet.
It's 8320, sorry.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Well, let me double check against the... heavy repeating crossbow. Sorry. Yeah, we're just going to go with regular repeating crossbow because that's too much. Yeah, repeating crossbow. I'll send that... I'll link that, the one that I'm using, in the Roll20... and the Roll20 chat.
I will click this.
Yeah, that is your new weapon. It's a lot more well designed than that. It's very much so a chromed out item. It's a metallic item, and it has a where you would put it up against your shoulder. That's where you load your arrows. That's where you load your bolts into.
Okay, so it doesn't have like a magazine. It's just, you just put them in there.
Yeah, well, it has a magazine. You can load 10 at a time, and it just... Dun, 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 dun. You don't have to have a free hand to reload that, basically.
I love this.
Yeah, that falls on your head.
That's very heavy. Okay.
Yeah. That's a new invention that I created. I call it a repeating crossbow. Basically, it fires automatically. You just pull, you just point and shoot, and point and push that button right there.
I will push the button while aiming at something that's not fleshy.
It is not loaded, so it goes dunk. What did you think I was going to load that thing before I launched it on your head? If that thing went off, you'd die. But I have crossbow bolts that are over there. You can take as many as you want.
I'll take them. I'll take 20.
Okay. So
you're going to take 20 plus the 10 you put in the crossbow, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you when you point it at it again and you shoot a thing, like here, hold on a second as he kind of throws a mechanical thing into the ground into the air and it sticks to a wall. It's a square. Shoot that.
I will shoot it.
Thunk. It embeds itself into the metal and it has quite a kickback.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I look like a kid in a candy shop right now.
Maybe that'll keep him quiet for a few moments. So yes. I've spent my time researching Imix's sins. There are seven of them. You've met Lust and you've met Gluttony. And believe it or not, those are the two weakest of the two of them.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good. If those are the two weakest, how powerful is greed?
Greed is along the middle of them. If he chose to come down from the mountain, he would utterly decimate this entire town easily.
Well, if we couldn't take on Gluttony, taking on Greed is going to be much harder.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this, guys.
I mean, the only, like I said before, the only real option is to get the planar demigods to assist us in this fight.
Where's the closest demigod?
The water!
We were through this, remember? We can't summon Dagon, or whatever his name is.
Oh, damn, you're right.
Without showing him that we have something as strong as him.
We don't.
Yeah, we don't yet. But
correct. Because giants are going to be the closest one that we could possibly talk to not to be able to possibly assist us.
The storm giants, as I recall, right?
Correct.
Which way do we have to travel for them?
We're heading to them. They're in the north. They're in the Savage Lands.
I would say we get some provisions, we load up some horses, and we just anything out that way that would give us trouble.
I mean, aside from the sin of greed, I'm sure he has his band out there. By the way, the ultimate sin, the sin of pride, is Vannevar, his right hand man.
Enix's right hand man, correct? Yeah.
So I'm sure by now, Enix has been alerted that his sins are being attacked.
Well, one of them. Well, two of them.
So the quicker we move, the harder target we make?
It would seem that way.
There's a fair chance that the quicker that we can get you guys, you know, moving, the least likely they are to have you targeted again.
Yeah, and if this town can barely hold off goblins, then I would hate to see what Enix would do to this place.
Yeah, it would not end well. So, all right. What you guys are going to have to do, and idea, feel free to tell me no on this. However, I have friends is a strong word, but acquaintances in the Tower of Zephyros in the mountains. He is a very powerful wizard that can, at bare minimum, maybe get you guys an audience with the Storm King. However, that is right in the middle of the Sin of Pride's fortress. He pulls up a he does his little his thing where lasers show a screen on the wall, and it kind of shows you guys where the mountains are. And in there, he has marked with several X's. Those X's are the places that I and my adventuring party, when we were adventuring, now Barrett, this was a while ago, we encountered the Sin of Pride's, or the Sin of Greed's men. On the top of that mountain is the Tower of Zephyros.
So we avoid the X's.
Now, again, this was some time ago, so I don't know. I know the Sin of Pride, the Sin of Greed once, the Tower of Zephyros. So he's not leaving there without that being taken down, and that has not been taken down as of yet.
So the way I see, we kind of do. I mean, either way, we're going to have to fight. So the faster we leave, the quicker we get there, pretty much.
You mean the faster we move, the faster we get there?
Yes.
Did the rest of you guys drink your drinks, by the way?
I did.
You didn't tell me that because I had stuff planned for you. When you took your drink, your arm kind of burst into a green flame that is more like a pointed blade.
That sounds. Ooh. That looks awful. You should get that looked at by a doctor.
I don't know. Is there a table somewhere around?
Grows up another one of his little targeting things.
I slice up at it with my hand.
It slices in half, and green flames kind of trickle alongside it.
Nice. Yeah, I'm just like waving it in the air, trying to get used to it.
Well, I say we get packing and get going. We don't have a lot of time.
Rachel, do you drink yours?
I went upstairs without drinking mine.
Oh, okay.
I will. Okay.
Ariel, do you drink?
Yeah, why not?
When you drink it, your eyes kind of turn black, like pitch black. And what you all see externally is a spirit kind of appear around her, a black bird envelop her in her wings. Envelop Korth in her wings.
You should get that looked at by a doctor.
Nah, we already have this talk. It's okay.
Fair enough.
And yeah, it eventually kind of brings itself into her, and her eyes begin to finally come back to their original states.
Let me just ask you one important question, Korth.
Sure.
Do you still want to eat me?
Yeah.
God. I thought we were making progress.
My attachment to the Raven Queen doesn't change that.
You're still delicious.
I mean, pizza is still pizza. Let's be real here.
You're still potentially delicious.
Potentially delicious.
That might have to be the title for the episode, just because.
Yeah, I'll write that down.
But I taste like seawater.
Salt brings out the flavor and everything, obviously.
Look at, you're pre-salted. She's fabulous with that. Just pop you on a stick and have somebody flame broil you. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Right?
And I come skipping back down and pick up my cup and look at it and go, thirsty, not thirsty. Thirsty, not thirsty. Hey guys, what was this? It looks funny.
You'll have to get looked at by a doctor.
Peruvian comes down and she's wearing a dress now, but it's kind of loose fitting. A tail hole got cut out for her.
Throw it back, because why the F not?
You just watch your friend get eaten, you know. Might as well drink to his health.
We didn't even toast to him. Wow. We're shitty friends.
You really are.
Well, he was really our acquaintance. He was more of the cleric's friend.
Well, he was the only person of you guys that was nice to Rowan at all.
Shit, you're right.
He's the only one who doesn't want to eat Rowan at all times.
Hey,
Rahul doesn't want to eat me.
That, hey, you know,
Spider Lakes, do you have about...
Did you just call me Spider Legs?
Yes.
That's so insulting.
Spider Legs, Spider Legs.
Do you got like
spider kit?
He wants to be wrapped up in your spider legs.
Pardon me, James. Do you got like, say, a bottle of wine or some liquor that we can toast to our fallen comrade?
Morik would be able to give you that upstairs. I have nothing down here. I stay down here so I can, you know, not get spied by Amix's all-seeing eye.
You mean the Cthulhu's?
Yeah, those.
Huzzah!
Wait, yeah. An all-seeing eye? You forget to tell us something?
Oh, you guys have already been seen by that.
I feel less safe every time news is delivered to me.
Well, it is a time of war for us in the Resistance. I mean, and with the cave being sealed off, I mean, we lost a lot of people.
To be fair, I was kind of voluntold into this Resistance. I really didn't get a choice.
I mean, and that will be something I bring with me to my deathbed. I never meant to have anyone die.
Well...
I thought the Mecha Wolf would be able to assist you guys more than that and keep you all safe.
Poor Skippy. Direwolf died with honor. Hopefully we can die with similar honor.
I
got 8 more lives, I'm good. I have no intention on dying as I finish off my drink.
My pudding?
As you finish off your drink, Peruran, the magical essences kind of go over you in this red flame, kind of embodies you. It kind of wraps itself around you and becomes armor again.
Ooh.
That armor makes you feel incredibly both powerful and quick.
Gee, I like that feeling. How much alcohol was in what I just drank is my only question.
Absolutely none.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was a alchemical mixture that contained some heavenly fruits.
Okay. It's kind of tasty.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can... I had one more available. You guys can bring it with you to see if it ever is going to do you any good. I guess you can call it ambrosia.
Oh, I feel really shitty about Kevaloth now. Kyle, I miss you.
So if you guys wish to drink to your friends, Mork will be able to assist you upstairs.
All right, guys, let's go up and let's knock one back for Karloth, the deer frightener. I go ahead and walk upstairs. I thanks James for his gifts to us.
He nods and holds up his hand.
And, pray to whatever deity you pray to that we are successful.
Wait, whatever
deity?
Deity.
Deity.
Wait, does this heavy crossbow come with a sling? Does a heavy crossbow come with a sling?
Yeah.
Yes, I wear it on my back.
Yeah, you can carry it around on your back with a sling pretty easily. It just, yeah, there's no way you can handle that one-handed without breaking your arm.
I have a stake cannon.
Yeah, if only you were fighting vampires.
Yeah, this would be amazing.
Yeah, you go upstairs and Morik has already poured out, has already tapped a keg.
To the deer frightener.
To the deer frightener.
To the deer frightener. He died in battle.
To the one that frightened deer.
He died in battle and will join his ancestors in the fight to save this world and all others.
All right then.
All right. So, do you got like some provisions? We're gonna head up to the north to the tower of what was the name of that tower?
Hey, stuff that you guys should write down.
It started with a Z.
Zephyros.
Zephyros.
Yeah, it sounds like stuff you guys should take in consideration.
Usually pretty good with names. I forgot that one.
Do you know anything that could get us in the door? Like, say, like a delivery that...
Rowan refuses to be shot out of a cannon.
And Zephyros doesn't normally see guests. If you can get past... If you can get up to his tower, I mean, he usually will allow you in, but you're probably going to have to undertake a trial or so.
Great. You know, more fighting.
Is it always fighting, or is it like different types of trials?
If he's feeling in the mood for trivia, it might be trivia. If he's feeling in the mood for a fight, it'll be a fight. If he's feeling in the mood, just knock you back down the mountain and have you come back up, it'll do that. Zephyros is a eclectic individual.
I guess that works too. By the way, is there a black cloak lying around?
I'm sure we can whip one up.
I will take it.
You have that one standard black cloak.
That way I can hide my heavy crossbow.
Congratulations. You have one standard, non-magical, non-AC adding black cloak.
No, it's just to hide the... I mean, I'm going to be walking into a town with a heavy crossbow on my back. It's going to just gonna be pretty suspicious.
Between... She pulls out a map. Hold on a second, I gotta find out where you guys are at here. Hold on. This part will be edited out. Next time. Where's Nightstone at on here? Useless map. Oh, there's Nightstone. All right. This will be fun. Let's see what happens when I put you onto the map of the maps. Well, that didn't do what I wanted to do. Hold on.
I'm still on the map of the town.
I know. All right. Damn it. Go there. All right.
Damn.
Hey, it pulled up. All right.
That's a big-ass map.
Yeah. No, it's a map of the world.
All right, where are we?
You guys, we are, for those who are unaffiliated with where we stand in the face of this mighty, mighty world, we are here in Nightstone, and she circles it.
Ah, there we go.
You probably could get a caravan from Waterdeep. Uh, that could bring you further to the north.
We're going to the spine of the world? Is that where we're headed?
That is where the Allfather, the Storm King, survives and lives.
Right.
What I would suggest going is going to Waterdeep. It won't be too long of a travel from here. Unfortunately, we have no horses.
So we're huffing it.
You mean hoofing it?
What? That didn't make sense.
You don't huff things, you hoof them.
Ah, semantics.
Well, you can go on and huff and puff and blow a house down somewhere, but I'm a walk. You can breathe it in.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go see what's going on in Waterdeep before we head up north.
Point kind of puts out. She puts in a map here. So follow this road. Didn't do anything. There it goes. Follow that road to Waterdeep. At that point, you will want to go to take a caravan from Waterdeep up through the Golden Fields up to the Star Mountains. That is where you will find the Tower of Zephyros.
So through the forest.
The Golden Fields will deliver you to the town of Orvin. And at that point, you will go into the high forest to the Star Mount, to the Star Mounts. Unfortunately, in there, as was stated to you, that is the domain of the Sin of Greed. From there, Lord Zephyros may allow you. He has ways all across this plain there. If you can earn his trust, that is how you will gain access to the Storm King.
I don't see any better way than clearing his front yard out of Greed's men.
That would definitely give us some recognition.
As long as Greed doesn't kill us.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, you probably can make it to Waterdeep by this time tomorrow if you travel now. Nighttime around here typically is not too wrought with danger since the goblins stopped attacking.
Well, off to Waterdeep we go.
Off to where?
Waterdeep.
Okay.
What airline are we taking? Huh?
No, we're taking the horses. We've got some provisions and we can just
We don't have horses. Boom, we gotta walk it.
Oh, we gotta walk it. Dang. Alright, well, let's go ahead and just walk over to Waterdeep.
Alright, so you guys leave town and start walking. What happens next is
we break into song and we just like montage all the way over there.
Yeah, nothing at all happened.
Yeah. We're man in tights.
Tights.
So what you guys see is a lot. As you guys are about a half day, it's getting to be about sunset by the time you guys get to where you guys are probably looking to camp. And when you look up towards the stars, you all of a sudden notice them moving very, very rapidly towards where Emix's tower is.
Oh, no. Hey, guys, do you see this, too?
That can't be good.
Is there a lake nearby?
No, there's not that you've seen. And the star, like I said, the stars just like go towards where you guys are stated, the southeast. And as they pour into over there, the sky turns from the nice dark crystalline blue to bright red.
Yay!
I can't even sleep. It's so bright.
As yeah, it's like almost, it's like staring into the sun.
That's awful.
Oh.
At that point, a beam of energy erupts from the southeast, crashing directly into Nightstone.
Okay, this guy absolutely failed his decorating decor class.
Did he even take one?
He failed pretty hard, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Have you seen what he's doing to his new quote-unquote bedroom? It's awful.
Oh, I was like, what are you on about? I was really confused for like a long time.
Yeah, and it's a burst of Rowan, you wouldn't understand what this feels like, but certainly, definitely Korth does. It's almost like you're in desert winds hit you right in the face. The heat is almost blistering.
Yes. Oh, I'm so warm for once. This is great.
Rowan runs around. Oh my god, I'm on fire. I'm gonna die. Somebody help me.
Yes, roast the fish.
I grab some water and I just spray it on.
Just empty a water skin on me.
Yeah, I just empty him? It on him.
Yeah, just
missed him. He starts talking too much.
It really pisses off Perura.
I think Enox is quite possibly very upset because I think he just completely annihilated Nightstone.
So yeah, James, the Spider-Man is dead. Good, we don't have to be part of the Resistance anymore.
No, we took his potions and like now that he's dead. Now that he's quite possibly dead, we might have to
nice X.
Avenge him.
No, don't say that.
Okay, I don't think we're the Avengers.
No.
We're a dysfunctional party.
I just say that we just have to, let's book it, because we need to move as quickly as possible.
So, yeah. We're not camping?
We'll camp for the night. We'll keep someone out as guard. I'll do first shift, and then I'll wake up Korth, and then
Peru. Really hot now, by the way. Like since that happened, and once it kind of disappears, yeah, it is very obvious that there is a very large fire raging back towards where Nightstone and the surrounding forest were.
Yeah. Instead of us camping for the night, let's keep moving.
Let's just move until we can move no more.
Okay, that sounds good.
Adventure!
Stop drawing squiggles on the map.
let's face it, because you know I'm going to hop on Korth's back and go to sleep.
Can imagine that's Rowan doing that? Like, that burned down now!
Oh my god!
Oh, wow. He'd... whatever did that... annihilate a whole town. Imagine what he can do to one person or four people
or five if we had the deer frightener.
Why don't we not imagine that and walk the other way like we're currently doing?
Yes, let's continue on, and when we get to that point
we saw nothing. Just keep walking.
Yeah, I know nothing and just keep walking.
Consequences, what are those?
Yeah, once we get to that point where like we can't move any further, we'll just camp there and we'll just wait for the sun to rise and then we'll keep moving. Let's stay off the trail for a while.
But if we go off the trail, even if it's the high road, then aren't we more likely to come across other things since this is close to where...
I'm prone to saying let's stay on the trails and we move as far as we can until the sun comes up and we sleep for a few hours with the sun up.
But we have a plan to like duck off the trail if we see someone up ahead or something.
Yes, I like
this. As long as we stay together, yes.
All right, we'll stay together and let's just continue our little walk to Waterdeep.
That just sounds like an awful name for a place.
By the way, Kyle, Facebook. Yeah, you guys travel through the night. You guys eventually put up camp. Nothing is not smart enough to come up and attack you. Night goes by uneventfully. And eventually you start, as you guys walk through the next day, you guys start hearing a lot of bustling around that definitely is sounds of a city.
Civilization!
And
I rode through the city.
All right, you guys are traveling down and standing out in front of the city is a group of it's a caravan trying to get into town. One of them is a gnome. Hello, adventurers! That was crazy.
I look at him confused. What's crazy?
Did you see that red light last night? That was insane.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Red light? What?
Huh?
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Clearly, you guys got something. Did you guys do that? That's insane.
Do what?
We didn't see a beam of fire come down and annihilate an entire town.
That would be really weird. I think it's like impossible.
That's exceptionally weird.
Oh, and yeah, that would be absolutely insane. That would
also
be
very specific.
Yeah.
Weirdly specific.
Yeah, I'm really starting to think you guys might have actually done something with that.
Done something with what?
We were in no way connected to that series of events.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll deception to like make my life because right now it's not working.
CJ, will you allow me to like smack him in the back of the head and make it just look like I'm falling? Like, hey, stupid, shut the fur up.
Who?
Shut the fur up.
Yeah.
You talking about Rowan?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to athletics and like, oops, trip over my own 2 feet into the back of his head. Will you allow it?
Sure.
Smack him to shut him up, please.
All right, you get a kitty smacking you upside the back of your head. It actually hurts a lot.
I still don't know what we're talking about.
Or no, it was Raul that was being a thing.
Yeah, it was Raul doing the specifics, not me.
No.
I smack Raul. I'm sorry.
Gnome hops off of his caravan and starts frantically waving his arms at as the guard like bolts up towards town, waving his arms frantically.
Wait, hold on, I wanted to try deception.
And coming back that way is a you see a man up there as interrupt the gnome. By putting his hand on his shoulder, and the gnome all of a sudden calms down a lot, and he makes his way back towards you guys. Why don't at this point? Oh man, I'm totally absolutely getting a dry throat right now, and should not have to describe the man coming up to you guys. Unless he's peeing and.
All right. So first you guys hear a chorus of angels, right? So,
What is that noise?
And there's just like
okay.
Just light shining down. All right.
That doesn't happen.
Picture like
you're as much of an angel as he is a demon.
Hey, God.
Hey, Kyle, you're like super robot-y.
Oh, crap, hang on.
You got anything running?
Porn. Let me fix that.
Stop downloading porn.
Yeah, that's for after everybody's asleep.
Here, let me fix.
Yep, don't fix. That was good. I'm like, nope, nope, fix.
All right. So you got your chorus of angels, right? And you see this guy who looks like a young Robert Plant. He's got like long, blonde, curly hair, wicked abs. He's wearing leather pants. And he walks up to you and he's like, "Fear not, my children. For I am Thaddeus, the Rock Angel."
The Rock Angel? Do you, like, throw rocks around?
What is this? What is rock? Is that, like, a stone? Is that, like, the rock? I pick up a rock. Make this sing!
It's exactly like that, my child.
You can make rocks sing? That's amazing.
I bet he would have an interesting flavor.
And on
I'll
that,
go lick him and taste
me the rock.
And on that note, that's where we're going to wrap it up.
Wow. Can we go like one episode without you trying to eat one of our party members?
It's a running joke.
He's not even one of our party members.
No, 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 no. To threaten to eat one of our party members or any new people that we meet.
Okay, but when it comes to Felix's character, it's just, at this point, it's a tradition.
It's the running joke.
Yeah.
It is. But, like, as far as this guy, he's not even part of our party yet. Like, he could be, like, a legitimate snack because Korth is a giant lizard folk person who is always hungry.
All right. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up there. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Mana Pool, the Dungeons & Dragons Geek Out 5th Edition podcast. This was an adventure. You guys got a town annihilated.
Yay!
To be fair, it's not completely our fault.
It technically wasn't our fault.
We had already left the town.
We would have died too.
Roasted.
See, we got conscripted into a rebellion. We had nothing to do with it.
We were cool living off the land and, like, just chilling, but no.
At least now we know that, like, Kavaloth is, you know, dead for good instead of the construct of some creepy thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely it.
Yeah, that's totally what happened. Probably not.
Great.
So, yeah, that's yep. So, geekioshow@gmail.com. Put wrong podcast. Manapool in the subject line if you want to email us. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everything is /geekioshow. Patreon.com/geekio to help support this show and the rest of the Geekio network. Before we head off, anything else?
I missed a dear friend.
All right. We will see you right back here next week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye.
Later.
Rock on, kids.
Bye.
This has been a Geekio Media Network production. Copyright 2017.